This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The head of the UN Migration Agency said Thursday fatigue among international donors could compound the issues created by the mass displacement of Ukrainians after Russia's invasion, making the situation more expensive to solve. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
UN data indicates Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022 triggered the biggest refugee crisis in Europe this century, with 6.5 million Ukrainian refugees recorded globally and 3.7 million displaced within Ukraine. International Organization for Migration Director General Amy Pope said the war dragging on can weaken the resolve of donor nations, citing the funding from the U.S. currently tied up in Congress.
If the donor community walks away right now, it's not going to fix the problem. Actually, the problem could become compounded and become more expensive. And then ultimately, we're not only talking about a much more significant response, but we're talking about greater loss of life, greater instability, greater regional instability.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the World Central Kitchen team in Gaza had established a, quote, deconfliction plan ahead of time with Israel.
Aid organizations use complex systems to try to keep their teams safe in Gaza. Typically, they send an advanced plan to COGAT, an Israeli defense arm, which then shares it with the army. As deliveries unfold, the aid groups can communicate with the military in real time. Workers for World Central Kitchen carry GPS transmitters that track their locations, according to an organization employee. But many relief workers have expressed concerns about the deconfliction system. It hasn't been working well, says Chris Skopek, a Washington-based official with the aid group Project Hope, citing poor communication and coordination. And when it doesn't work well, he says, people can die. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a statement read on state television late Wednesday, Mali's ruling military junta has issued a decree halting political party activities. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Government spokesperson Abdoulaye Maiga announced in a statement that a decree has been issued. It suspends until further notice all activities by political parties and associations of a political nature on the grounds of maintaining public order, according to the statement. Mali has been under military rule since August 2020. The country's current junta seized power in a second coup in 2021 and later promised to restore civilian rule by March 26, 2024, following elections in February this year. However, the junta said in September last year that it would indefinitely postpone February elections for technical reasons, sparking outrage among political groups.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's strict abortion law. Many women terminate pregnancies at home with pills mailed from abroad. A 1993 law passed under the influence of the Catholic Church bans abortion in most cases, and a 2020 constitutional court ruling prevents abortion in case of fetal abnormalities. New Prime Minister Donald Tusk is vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Conservatives and his coalition government had delayed the debate until now. O.J. Simpson, fallen football hero acquitted of murder in the, quote, trial of the century, dies at 76. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
His family writes on X, formerly Twitter, that he died battling cancer. O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and the Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder and the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta. Thousands more firearms dealers across the United States will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. That's according to a Biden administration rule that will soon go into effect. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. It's the administration's latest effort to combat gun violence. The rule is likely to be challenged in court by gun rights activists, but administration officials are confident it would withstand such lawsuits. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.